Hello and welcome. If you've ever wondered why cryptophobes won't stop talking about consensus mechanisms, today's the day it clicks. This isn't jargon. It affects your fees, your shot at passive income, and even your US taxes. Quick picture. You and your neighbors keep a shared notebook of who owes what for pizza night. No manager, just agreement. A consensus mechanism is how you all decide who writes the next page, how you stop cheating. And what happens if two people write at once? In crypto, that notebook is a blockchain. The rules of agreement keep your money safe. Here's the shift. Consensus isn't just tech. It's governance. It decides who has power, who gets paid, how green the network is, and how hard it is to censor or attack. Even if you never mine or run a validator, it shapes your experience. Three big families cover most ground: proof of work, proof of stake, and hybrids. Let's keep this practical and US focused. Proof of work, the original. Think Bitcoin mining. Computers burn electricity to solve puzzles. First to solve one writes the next page and earns new coins plus fees. That energy cost is a moat. It makes tampering expensive. Rewriting history is theoretically possible, but economically absurd. What it means for you: battle-tested security, no single switch to flip, strong censorship resistance. In the US, Bitcoin sits in the clearest regulatory lane and is widely treated as a commodity, with mature custody and on-ramps. If you want track record and clarity, PW, especially Bitcoin, is your North Star. Trade-offs, energy use. Some US states welcome miners. Texas pairs mining with wind and solar. Others are skeptical. Taxes treat mining like a business. Rewards are ordinary income when received. Later gains or losses hit when you sell. It's a two-step dance, so keep records. For rhythm, Bitcoin targets a block about every 10 minutes. Coffee brew speed. Predictable, not instant. Proof of stake, the second big family. Instead of burning electricity, you put up coins as skin in the game. You lock them, help secure the network, and earn rewards if you behave. Misbehave, and you risk a penalty called slashing. It's basically, would you bet your own money that you're honest? Why care? It's energy efficient. Transactions often confirm faster with lower fees, and you can earn yield by staking. Your assets help the network and earn while they do. US angle. Staking rewards are typically income when you receive them, then capital gains or losses when you sell, similar rhythm to mining. Regulators have scrutinized exchange-based staking, so programs have changed. If you stake through a platform, read the fine print: fees, lockups, who's responsible when things break. If you self-stake or delegate to a validator, choose reputable operators to reduce slashing risk. Day-to-day, faster settlement, lower fees, and a path to passive income. Just be mindful of taxes and risk. Hybrids. Real-world blockchains mix ideas. Some let you elect representatives who do the heavy lifting. Others split ordering transactions from validating them to scale throughput. Simple version. Hybrids aim for fast, cheap, secure by dividing jobs. The catch: know who runs what. If a small group controls ordering, you may get low fees and snappy apps, but censorship resistance might rest on a handful of operators. Quick gut check. Who runs the traffic lights here? And how many are there? How to choose what fits you? Four questions. What do you value most? Rock-solid neutrality, eco-friendliness, yield, or a lively app ecosystem? What's your main use case? Long-term savings, moving money, using DeFi NFTs, or building? How do you feel about custody? Hold your own keys or use a regulated app? What's your tolerance for change? A network that moves fast or one that rarely changes? If you're saving for the long haul and want established and hands-off, study proof of work, Bitcoin first. If you want apps, DeFi, and your assets working for you, proof of stake will feel like home. If you crave speed and low costs, hybrids and layer twos will call you. Just do homework on who's in control. Fees matter. On proof of work, fees go to miners and can spike during busy periods, surge pricing vibes. On many proof-of-stake networks and modern scaling layers, fees are generally lower and more predictable. Lesson: the consensus design sets your cost profile. Taxes. Quick and clean. Mining rewards are income when received, with capital gains or losses when sold. Staking rewards, same rhythm. Holding or moving assets, capital gains show up when you sell or swap. You don't need to be a CPA, but you do need a system. Keep records, use software. It saves headaches in April. Values matter too. Maybe you prioritize low energy use. Maybe you want maximum resilience against censorship. Maybe you want yield to compound over time. Consensus lets you vote with your wallet for the future you believe in. That shapes how networks evolve. Since we're in the US, a simple regulatory compass helps. Bitcoin, proof of work, has the clearest path and the most mature infrastructure. Proof of stake networks are accessible, but staking programs can face shifting rules, and some tokens may get extra scrutiny. Don't panic, just be intentional. The people who understand security, energy, and incentives make steadier choices and stay calm when markets get loud. Three practical moves to lock this in. Pick one network from each family, one proof of work, one proof of stake. Learn how blocks are made, what fees look like, and how or if you can earn. One evening per network. Write your personal filter. Security, sustainability, yield, speed. Rank them. When a new project pops up, score it fast. It cuts through hype. Set up record keeping now. Whether you trade a little or stake a lot, future you will thank present you. Before we wrap, the human angle. Consensus isn't just code, it's culture. It shapes who gets rewarded, who gets a voice, and how the smallest participant is treated. When you choose a network, you're choosing rules to live by. Choose on purpose. If you remember nothing else, remember this. Consensus is the rulebook that defines your crypto life. It sets your fees, your speed, your risk, your rewards, and how your values fit. In the US, it also shapes your taxes and compliance path. Understanding it isn't homework, it's your edge. All the deeper details, the diagrams, tax specifics, and common pitfalls live in the written guide and links. Use them to save money, time, and stress, and to build a portfolio that actually fits your life. Thanks for hanging out today. Refill that coffee, pick a network to explore, and make your next move with clarity. You've got this.